From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi commanders say coalition forces have broken through jihadist lines east of Mosul and were poised to enter the Islamic State stronghold. The breakthrough comes 2 weeks after a coalition of Iraqi and Kurdish forces launched the military operation to retake the city. Syrian opposition activists are urging the United Nations and the international community to push for the release of tens of thousands of detainees in Syria. A delegation from the High Negotiations Committee says the release would help revive the stalled peace process for Syria. Former Lebanese army commander and longtime aspirant to the country's presidency, General Michel Aoun, has been elected to fill the top post after 2.5 years of political void. Edward Uranian takes a look.
Aoun secured 83 votes in the 128-seat chamber when MPs convened for their 46th attempt to choose a head of state. The country's top Christian and Muslim political leaders appeared to cast aside their differences in agreeing to General Aoun's election. Aoun addressed Parliament briefly and delivered a conciliatory speech calling for unity among the country's various religious and political groups. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi unveiled plans Monday to rebuild large areas of central Italy ravaged by the region's worst earthquake since 1980. Among the key provisions, a promise to provide shipping containers to people to live in while permanent housing is being constructed. This is VOA News.